Welcome to day 112 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries in Southern California. Today we are going to read 8 of the Psalms, that all of these attributed to David as the author. And since we've been reading through 1 and 2 Samuel, the timing of these psalms and their writings occurred around the same time as the historical events we've been reading about. The book of Psalms is a wonderful book. And of those 150 psalms, 73 are attributed to David's authorship. As we have been reading some of the psalms, you may have noted that the Psalms take different forms, and in reality, there are actually 7 different types of Psalms that we will come across as we read through the book of Psalms. There are praise Psalms, there are historical Psalms that actually recount certain historical incidents and take a look at God's dealings with his people over time. There's relational Psalms where there's the relationship between God and his children, his believers are dealt with there. And there are many of these that David was the writer of. And we're going to hear one of them today, which is the beautiful Psalm 16. There's ones that you might have noticed already. They're referred to as imprecatory Psalms, which actually are prayers to God to deal with the wicked. So those are interesting, and we've heard a few of those already. There are penitential psalms, which are prayers from the psalmist that as he expresses sorrow over his own sin and failure. And there are multiple messianic psalms that have some reference to the coming Savior. And then lastly, the 7th type of psalm are liturgical psalms that were used in public worship at specific times of the year. The Psalms are a beautiful collection of essentially poems and songs that were used to encourage people to praise and to pray. And we can use the Psalms today as songs, as prayers to the Lord. So just sit back and enjoy as you hear the beautiful words of the 8 Psalms of David that we're going to cover today. We're reading from the Amplified Bible, and we will begin at Psalm number 6. To the chief musician on stringed instruments, set possibly an octave below, a psalm of David. Verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline and chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me and be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am weak, faint, and withered away. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My inner self, as well as my body, is also exceedingly disturbed and troubled. But you, O Lord, how long until you return and speak peace to me? Return to my relief, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love and mercy. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, the place of the dead, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I soak my pillow with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye grows dim because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sorely troubled. Let them turn back and be put to shame suddenly. Psalm 8. To the chief musician, set to a Philistine lute or possibly to a particular Hittite tune, a psalm of David. Verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on or above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earthborn man that you care for him? Yet you have made him but a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. Psalm 9, to the chief musician, set for possibly soprano voices, a psalm of David. Verse 1, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth, recount, and tell aloud all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. I will rejoice in you and be in high spirits. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turned back, they stumbled and perished before you. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy have been cut off and have vanished in everlasting ruins. You have plucked up and overthrown their cities. The very memory of them has perished and vanished. But the Lord shall remain and continue forever. He has prepared and established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness, rightness, and equity. He will minister justice to the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed, a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble, high cost, destitution, and desperation. And they who know your name, who have experience and acquaintance with your mercy, will lean on and confidently put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek, inquire of, and for you on the authority of God's word and the right of their necessity. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples his doings. For he who avenges the blood of his people shed unjustly remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted, the poor, and the humble. Have mercy upon me and be gracious to me, O Lord. Consider how I am afflicted by those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth, recount, and tell aloud all your praises. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation and your saving help. The nations have sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot caught. The Lord has made himself known. He executes judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Higgayin, meditation. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. The wicked shall be turned back headlong into premature death, into Sheol, the place of the departed spirits of the wicked, even all the nations that forget or are forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the expectation and hope of the meek and the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear. Make them realize their frail nature. O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Psalm 10, verse 1. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself, veiling your eyes in times of trouble, distress, and desperation? The wicked, in pride and arrogance, hotly pursue and persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the schemes which they have devised. For the wicked man boasts, sings the praises of his own heart's desire, and the one greedy for gain curses and spurns, yes, renounces and despises the Lord. The wicked one, in the pride of his countenance, will not seek, inquire for, and yearn for God. All his thoughts are that there is no God, so he never punishes. His ways are grievous or persist at all times. Your judgments, Lord, are far above and on high, out of his sight, so he never thinks about them. As for all his foes, he sniffs and sneers at them. He thinks in his heart, I shall not be moved, for throughout all generations I shall not come to want or be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing, deceit, oppression, fraud. Under his tongue are trouble and sin, mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages. In hiding places he slays the innocent. He watches stealthily for the poor, the helpless and unfortunate. He lurks in secret places like a lion in his thicket. He lies in wait that he may seize the poor, the helpless, and the unfortunate. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The prey is crushed, sinks down, and the helpless falls by his mighty claws. The foe thinks in his heart, God has quite forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see my deed. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the humble, patient, and crushed. Why does the wicked man condemn, spurn, and renounce God? Why has he thought in his heart, you will not call to account? You have seen it. Yes, you note trouble and grief, vexation, to requite it with your hand. The unfortunate commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man, and as for the evil man, search out his wickedness until you find no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish out of his land. O Lord, you have heard the desire and the longing of the humble and oppressed. You will prepare and strengthen and direct their hearts. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may not terrify them anymore. Psalm 14. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Verse 1. The empty-headed fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable deeds. There is none that does good or right. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any who understood, dealt wisely, and sought after God, inquiring for and of him, and requiring him of vital necessity. They are all gone aside. They have altogether become filthy. There is none that does good or right, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and who do not call on the Lord? There they shall be in great fear, literally dreading a dread, For God is with the generation of the uncompromisingly righteous, those upright and in right standing with Him. You evildoers would put to shame and confound the plans of the poor and patient, but the Lord is His safe refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord shall restore the fortunes of His people, then Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 16, a poem of David, probably intended to record memorable thoughts. Verse 1. Keep and protect me, O God, for in You I have found refuge, and in You do I put my trust and hide myself. I say to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good beside or beyond You. As for the godly, the saints who are in the land, they are the excellent, the noble, and the glorious, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who choose another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You hold and maintain my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good heritage. I will bless the Lord, who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory, my inner self, rejoices. My body, too, shall rest and confidently dwell in safety, for You will not abandon me to Sheol, the place of the dead, neither will You suffer Your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 19, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows and proclaims His handiwork. Day after day pours forth speech, and night after night shows forth knowledge. There is no speech nor spoken word from the stars. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice in evidence goes out through all the earth, their sayings to the end of the world. Of the heavens has God made a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and it rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its going forth is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the ends of it, and nothing, yes, no one, is hidden from the heat of it. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure and bright, enlightening the eyes. The reverent fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even than much fine gold. They are sweeter also than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is Your servant warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his lapses and errors? Clear me from hidden and unconscious faults. Keep back Your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be blameless, and I shall be innocent and clear of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my Redeemer. Psalm 21, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Verse 1. The king, David, shall rejoice in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah, pause and think of that. For you send blessings of good things to meet him. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of you, and you gave it to him, long life, forever and evermore. His glory is great because of your aid. Splendor and majesty you bestow upon him. For you make him to be blessed and a blessing forever. You make him exceedingly glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts, relies on, and is confident in the Lord. And through the mercy and steadfast love of the Most High, he will never be moved. Your hand shall find all your enemies. Your right hand shall find all those who hate you. You will make them as if in a blazing oven in the time of your anger. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire will utterly consume them. Their offspring you will destroy from the earth, and their sons from among the children of men. For they planned evil against you. They conceived a mischievous plot which they are not able to perform. For you will make them turn their backs. You will aim your bow of divine justice at their faces. Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In the Psalms we read today, there is much richness of revelation that David had about the character of God. And I really believe that one of David's spiritual secrets was that he had come into a place early in his life where he really had revelation about God's character. That he didn't judge God's character by what he saw happening around him. Because David clearly saw wickedness taking place, violent men doing wicked things, nations who didn't serve God. He saw that all around him. Many people in today's society say, why is there so much evil in the world? Why doesn't God deal with these wicked people who do horrible things, who murder people, kidnap children, and other horrible, violent crimes? Yet, we live in a generation that wasn't unlike David's time, because there was wickedness, violence, ungodliness happening all around him, and he saw it with his own eyes. But it never made him doubt God's character, which we see a lot of that today. People questioning, if God's a good God, then why does this happen? And that is just ignorance, because the people who say those things have no revelation of God's character, and they also have no understanding of the Word of God, which clearly states that God has given every human being a free will, and therefore it's the humans that are doing whatever it is they think is right in their own eyes, and that the wickedness that we see in the earth today is not a result of God doing or not doing something. It's a result of the free will of human beings being directed in an ungodly way by many people. Well, David had the same situation in his time, and he saw unjust things happening all around him. And though he did, he always was confident that in the end, God would bring a just and righteous judgment. In fact, he says this in several of the Psalms that we just read, and specifically in Psalm 9, he states very confidently, The Lord shall remain and continue forever. He has prepared and established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will minister justice to the peoples. So David, though he saw lots of unrighteousness and injustice around him, much like we see today, he was confident that God in the end would judge justly. In fact, one of the beautiful things that he states is that he was confident that God would even judge nations that forget God. In Psalm 9, verse 17, he said, "The wicked shall be turned back headlong into premature death, into Sheol, even all the nations that forget God." The nations that forget God, God was going to deal with them. And it is the same truth today, that the day will come when God's judgment will go forth and every nation and people and people group and individual person that forget or are forgetful of God will be judged. And yet God's so full of mercy that he allows people time, even when they're committing sin and being wicked, he allows them time to turn their hearts toward him. So we have this amazing God who is both very just and yet at the same time extraordinarily merciful. And David had a revelation of both the justice and the mercy of God. And if you read through every single psalm that is attributed to David, you can see how David really had insight and revelation into God's character. And from his revelation of God's character, which no doubt started in the days when he was a young shepherd boy out in the wilderness watching the sheep, playing his harp, composing songs to the Lord, he was spending time with God, and he developed a very intimate relationship with the Lord. And because of that intimate relationship that David developed with God, when he stepped into the leadership of the nation of Israel, he was able to encourage the people to have the same confidence in their God that he had. And he says something very profound that really shows us how intimately connected and trusting he was in the Lord. And these words are found in Psalm 16, which has some of the most beautiful verses in the Bible inside that psalm. He says in Psalm 16, verse 8, "I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." These words show us David's heart, that he had made a determined purpose to continually set God before him, that was going to be his number one focus of his life. When he was a shepherd boy, he had set the Lord continually before him. When he was a warrior fighting Goliath or fighting the Philistines, he set the Lord continually before him. And because he trusted that God was literally at his right hand, he was confident that he would not be moved. He would not be shaken. When he stepped into the throne, kingdom leadership, he set the Lord continually before him. And because of his great confidence that God was at his right hand, giving him counsel, giving him protection, he was steadfast in believing that he would not be moved. And David received exactly what he believed. God was continually with him, even when he sinned. God was continually at his right hand in every single battle. God was continually with him, giving him counsel when he would inquire of the Lord. And as a result, he was not moved. He had one of the most dynamic dynasties as a king of Israel in the history of the nation of Israel. And it all goes back to the intimate relationship that David developed with the Lord. You know, that same intimate relationship with God is available to us today. God wants you to set the Lord continually before your eyes, your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your thoughts, and be confident that He's at your right hand, and be confident that you shall not be moved, no matter what is happening, no matter if a war rises up against you, or an evil person comes against you, or legal troubles beset you, or family troubles beset you, you shall not be moved. I remember as a young wife, I was 8.5 months pregnant with our son. And my husband and I, we had made it our practice to read through the Psalms and to memorize certain parts of Scripture. And I had come upon this beautiful Psalm 16. And I had taken Psalm 16, verse 8, which is the one where David says, I have set the Lord continually before me because He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. And the last verse of that psalm, which says, You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I took those two verses and I made up a little song so that I could memorize those two verses of Scripture. I had a little tune that I used, and I put those two verses to that tune. And I would sing it over and over because I was trying to memorize those verses. I have set the Lord always before me because He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. And I would sing that over and over and over. And I was driving one day in the mountainous area where we lived, in a little two-lane country road, and it was winter time and it was cold, and there was black ice on the road, which I didn't realize. And I was singing, I have set the Lord always before me because He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. And just as I sang the last part of that verse, suddenly I hit black ice and my vehicle spun around and around. Now there's trees on both sides of this two-lane road. There was a ditch, a deep ditch on the side of the road that I was on. My car spun totally out of control. I was alone. I was 8.5 months pregnant. And we had no cell phones at that time, and I'm in the middle of the woods. My car is spinning, and I had just spoken, or actually sung out of my mouth, I have set the Lord always before me because He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I had just finished singing those words when my car started spinning out of control at a very high rate of speed, and I could not stop the car. I couldn't do anything. And in a matter of seconds, the car had spun multiple times and ended up stopping perfectly straight just on the side of the road, just next to the ditch, but not in the ditch. It going in the correct direction, as if literally angels had taken the car and just placed it next to the road. I just sat there realizing, because He's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. No matter what trouble, difficulty, or even danger tries to assail your life, the person that has set the Lord continually before them and trust confidently that He's at your right hand shall not be moved, harmed, or destroyed. That could have been a fatal accident for myself and my unborn child. But because the Lord was at my right hand, He delivered me, He protected me, and I just put the car back in gear and continued down the road. But I was so critically aware at that moment of how trusting in God, being reliant upon the promises in the Word of God, is literally life-giving and life-preserving. That was something that David came to understand at a very young age, and he carried that with him throughout his life. I want to encourage you today, take hold of what the Word of God says. Take hold of the promises that are so throughout the Word of God for you as a believer. Commit those words to memory. Have them in your heart. Have them in your mind. Set the Lord continually before your mind, heart, thoughts, and emotions. And trust and be confident that He is at your right hand. And that because of that, He extends to you His preservation, His protection, and His dynamic and priceless mercy. God's word is good, as David knew very well. David wrote in Psalm 19, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." All of those words are a reference specifically to the Word of God, the written Word of God. And if you'll take that word to heart, you will experience the power of that word in restoring you, in protecting you, in giving you wisdom. It makes wise the simple. Keep that in your mind and heart this week, and I believe God will show you in the most practical of ways the power of His word. God bless you and give you a victorious day.